Bienvenido, willkommen to the America's Next Top Best Friend podcast. My name is Hillary Sussman. I'm here with Amanda Mitchell. She's painting her nails a gorgeous hot pink.
Yeah, just one.
Ooh,
just
pretty.
One nail. It had a nail decal on it, and honestly, the nail decal looked like a spore. So I took it off, and then there was like, it was even worse after I took it off. So I just like took off my nail polish on that one nail. And I'm repainting, and I'm painting a different color.
Horrifying.
It literally looked like a spore. Like, it looked like something was growing out of my nail.
Mm-mm,
yeah.
I don't like
not
that.
Not for me. Not for me, ma'am. Not for me. But I have a fresh manicure, so I was like, I'm going to paint over it, because at least my nails were dead, you know?
That's right.
From yesterday. Yeah. Hillary, how are you?
I'm okay.
You have a lot to talk about.
I'm getting through the week.
Same.
I have my last class of the semester tonight. I'm looking forward to one thing being taken off my plate.
Same.
And, yeah, we got makeovers this episode. That was fun.
Yes, I know. But do you want to talk about, do you want to start the episode off with what's happening with us?
Sure. You go
with
right ahead.
What happened over the weekend?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Okay. Listeners, you guys know that we love you, and we do a lot for this podcast that you guys don't even know, and admittedly, we will fully admit, and joking about, but in full seriousness, like, we know we have not prioritized this podcast in the past 6 months as much as we used to, simply because, if you guys remember, 6 months ago, I started a new job, Hillary moved. And so we had to both deal with professional transitions, personal transitions, and also a 3-hour time difference that we had never had to accommodate ever. So, like, effectively, that 3-hour time difference actually does really hurt us, as my job requires me to be out of my house 3 nights out of the week, mostly after 5 p.m., and Hillary, it's like either we're recording.
I don't get off work until 6 p.m., which is 9 p.m.
Exactly.
Amanda's time.
Right. And if we do record at that time, if we record at 9, it's like I'm on a different level. And Hillary's like, why is your energy so crazy? And I'm like, because it's 9 p.m.
Because we're both working such insane hours during the week. Yeah. The weekends are truly just a chaotic mess of errands that we weren't able to complete.
Weekends are our time to catch up, so we can't even go back to recording on Sundays like we used to, because we literally need the day, the time to sleep, to catch up, to do everything that we couldn't get done during the week, because we are both, like I said, in extreme, extreme transitions, both personally, professionally, in every single way. And so we apologize for that. I guess, for lack of a better thing. It's just, we know, we're aware. But the issue that is coming down to is when the fans begin to, how do I say it?
I don't think it's the fans. I think it's just one person.
It's one person. I'll put it this way. One person has spoiled the well for everyone, unfortunately, for you all. The way that we allowed this, I'm not even going to say their name because, honestly, like, they don't need it, deserve it.
A while ago, when we started this podcast, one person contacted us. And asked, didn't even ask,
and
just decided they were going to be involved.
Yep.
And
offered
we
a lot of help.
Kind of gave them
we'll
the nickname
them
of intern. And since then, they've provided all of our Where Are They Nows, links to videos that weren't available to stream. And
effectively, I will say, made this podcast a lot easier to do. In the long run,
mm-hmm.
We probably would have been done with this podcast a lot longer if this person hadn't helped us. And for that, I will thank them. But at any job, an intern doesn't go to the CEOs and think that they have the same amount of power. And that's what happened here. This person started with passive aggressive digs about what we covered, what we didn't cover, not taking their notes, not taking their input, because it either didn't factor into us, it didn't factor into our timing, it didn't work.
Mm-hmm. It's not their podcast, and we have the final say of what is going to make it.
And they seem to think that because they had been dubbed the title of intern, that they had an equal say, a 33 1/3 say, equal say in the content and the output and the work on this podcast, to the point of taking it public on our Instagram comments.
Making an Instagram of their own and deciding that it was somehow the unofficial podcast.
And I will literally say this. This is the only time I will mention their name. Top Model Everything has nothing to do with this podcast, has never spoken to us, and will never speak to us again. Full stop, period. I'm done. And yeah. This person, this coward, had the audacity over the weekend to write a full screed, basically attempting to hold us hostage, to blackmail us for their content on a public Instagram post, and it's still live. But you know this person is a coward because I responded from my own personal Instagram, not from the podcast Instagram, because I'd already blocked them from the podcast Instagram. And I responded, and they deleted it, and comments on that post are blocked. That's an act of cowardice, and that is the final move that they have made as a, quote, representative of this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Well, again, listeners, when was the last time have I ever been angry on this podcast, Hillary?
Yes,
I have. But have I been angry at? That's true. I've been angry about circumstances, but not like this. Like,
no.
Listeners, I don't get like this very often. This is not a feeling I enjoy feeling. I don't enjoy. I give people the benefit of the doubt more often than Hillary does. Like, anyone will say that about the two of us. I am far more forgiving time and time again. And so,
as an example, I've wanted to block this person for months. I've been over this person for months.
Like, literally.
And Amanda was the one talking me down and saying,
talking her down. No,
it's fine. Let's just get
it's
through
fine.
This season.
They'll get it. They'll figure it out. But it was emotional manipulation. Go ahead, babes. Like, I don't, at this point, like, I have nothing else to say about it. If this person decides to further this conversation, because it's not even a conversation, it's a one-sided conversation, on their public Instagram, so be it.
Mm-hmm.
We will not see it because we've been blocked on all platforms. And truly, including their emails. So even if they email us, we won't see it. I will say this time and time again, because Hillary and I, we've gone through a lot and we're going through a lot, and we apologize for not being more communicative and not explaining ourselves, because we don't need to explain ourselves, but not, you know,
keeping you
like,
in the know.
Episode's gonna be late. Not keeping you guys in the know. That's on us.
As a reminder, we are not paid to do this, except for the people that are in our Patreon.
Yeah.
None of you guys are paying for content. No.
Yeah. And we do this out of the, like, I'm literally at the office right now recording this because I had to do this in the middle of my workday. We do this out of the kindness of our heart. We started doing this,
it was a passion project.
It was a passion project, and it's really hard to be passionate about something that you're being held hostage, scolded. It makes you not want to do it, you know? And I will say, I don't know if anyone saw this go down over the weekend. I doubt it. I doubt it.
I know.
I think Emma did, because Emma did DM us on Instagram. I don't check the Anti-M subreddit. I can't be bothered anymore.
No, that is not self-care.
But Emma was very kind and was like, if you guys need a break, you feel free to take
a break.
We're probably going to. Because
this is probably going to be our last season for a while.
Probably until the fall. Just because we got a lot going on and we're doing a lot. But we're not saying it's over forever. We're just saying, like, we have to bring joy back into doing this podcast. And right now, after all of that happened this weekend, God, Hillary, sorry. Sorry.
It's okay. Here's the thing. I think we were getting over the podcast, and this was just kind of the final nail in the coffin. This person, I don't want them to have any sway. This was going to happen regardless. It was just kind of like pushed us over the edge.
The only reason I'm crying right now is mostly because, like, I love you so much. I do love doing this podcast because I genuinely love getting once a week to touch base with one of my favorite people on earth, and you know this. And we haven't even introduced ourselves. You realize we didn't introduce ourselves to this?
I did. It was the first thing I said, bitch. Never think I do, and I did.
That's a recurring character in this podcast. Amanda not thinking that you introduced us. But I'm only crying because I'm not in a great I'm exhausted. And Hillary knows I'm exhausted, and this was not a great weekend for me in general, mentally, physically, anything. So this is the last thing I really needed, and I just want to get on with the show because I want to talk about these two incredible episodes of television that we just watched, because I actually genuinely like these. These are the first episodes I've liked all season so far. Anyway. Anything more to say?
Nope.
No. Not going to tell them how much you love me? Going to say anything? No. She hates me, listeners. Because she hates my guts.
No, I just don't want to give this other person any more of my attention. I'm just truly over this.
I just complimented the fuck out of you and you said nothing. You said she's ugly and smelly. I love her.
You know I love you. Amanda and I are going on a few vacations together this summer, and, like, it's truly the only things that have kept me from jumping off my balcony, and one of the few things I'm looking forward to.
I will say this, sis, listeners, like, again, I cannot express enough how much I love having this podcast solely because I love getting to talk to Hillary's husband once a week. And on that note, the only two members of the America's Next Top Best Friend podcast, the hosts, CEOs, and
CEOs.
The curators, the I Hate Tyra Banks fan club, Hillary Sussman and Amanda Mitchell.
Thank you.
We
should. So with all that being said,
if the podcast ever got big enough, we'd probably have that merch.
I know. One day.
Whatever.
With all that said, let's jump into the pod this week.
Let's get into it, baby.
Wipe those tears away. Okay.
Episode four.
We're at top 10, baby. Top 10.
15. Literally, like, just the montage, just girls walking slowly, talking about being in the top 10.
They're starting to feel the pressure. Immediately makeovers.
Yeah. Oh, they don't give us anything. It's immediately makeovers, which I was like.
Yeah. I appreciated that.
We go
to the Edward and Co. salon where Jen greets them, and all the mirrors are covered with the Australia's Next Top Model logo. So they're going in blind.
Going in blind. And Daisy is not excited.
No. And Cassidy is very excited. And both of those reactions will be used against them.
Will 100% be used against them. So, three-time Australian Hairstylist of the Year, Joey something, is there. I did not get his last name.
Oh, yeah, me neither. For a lot of them, I didn't get the last name.
Scandizzo, something like that, according to Wikipedia. And basically, like, don't stress about it, guys, because it's happening. And Jen immediately singles out Cassidy and is like, so you like makeovers? Guess what? You're getting the most drastic one.
Like, yeah, she's like, you're getting the big chomp. But I, like, just looking at Cassidy's face, she's got those big eyes, big smile. Like, obviously, it's going to look good.
I literally was like, she's going to eat it up. I was like, as soon as they said that, I was like, oh, duh. Oh, duh.
Yeah. Yeah. She's going to be great.
Yeah.
Daisy is, like, laughing, and Jen's like, Daisy, you're going to go shorter. And she's immediately shaking in her boots. Daisy is one of those girls who is defined by her hair. And it takes a really long time for it to grow out. So the fact that it's like where it's at now, which is basically just like a little longer than my legs, probably like top of boobs. It's not even that long.
It's not that long. It's not bra strap length, first of all. Like it's not here.
No.
And that to me is the beginning of long hair is in my beauty editor.
Ooh,
yeah, in my beauty editor, in the beauty editor world, in the beauty world, like in the hair world, that's usually the beginning of like that medium long, you know, anything longer than that, because that's basically your waist, almost your waist.
That's medium long? That's not long long?
Like bra strength? Like to your bra strap?
Yeah. So
that's medium. Long, long,
long,
like
long,
your
long.
Hip.
Like your butt?
Hip. Yeah, but
crazy.
Yeah. So
I straightened my hair the other day, and I was like, my hair is long. It's usually not past collarbone.
It's because you got that wave, babe, because you got that deceptively curly hair. Mm-hmm. We discussed it. We discussed it on this podcast, that you have deceptively curly hair. It's wavy.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean,
my hair.
We learned there's going to be no challenge this week, so they're only working with their photo shoot scores.
Mm-hmm.
I'm half surprised that this wasn't a lie and that they weren't then judged on how well they reacted to the makeover. I thought it was going to be like a secret challenge.
I thought they were going to have a fourth judge.
Yeah, I fucking wish.
You know?
So the twins, I don't know which one, they go around and like talk to the girls.
I will say, one of the twins is hotter than the other. I know they're twins. I don't know. I can't tell them apart, but one of them is the hot one.
I know one's named Jordan. What's the other one's name?
Zach. Zach, with no H or C or K. Oh. Just Zach.
Just like Efron.
Yes. Who can pull it off? But, like, Zach Stein, whoever Zach Steinmark is, he can't pull it off. I don't know which one he is, but he can't pull it off. I think Zach is the one with the short hair, because I think in the photo shoot, the one who was directing it, who was directing it? Was he the shorter haired one? Because there's one with like shorter.
Know.
There's one with like a shorter cropped haircut and one with like a longer shaggy.
Gun to my head, could not tell you who's who. I didn't even know second one's name.
That's true. I will go back. I'm pretty sure Jordan was the one directing them in the shoot, though. And Zach is the one I think you never.
I appreciated that they were like actually on set, like during the shoot, like earning their paycheck for once.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Literally.
We learned Belinda's gonna go red. She's gonna be a Rinda.
Another girl who acts like going red is a crime against her personal health.
I liked that she at least used the Australian term, because then it made me think of Summer Heights High.
A ringa.
Say you're sorry, Ben. Sorry, Ben.
Sorry.
Motherfucker.
Oh, God.
But he's a ringer. Cassidy is getting like a low fade shave and then mullet situation. And
when he first described it, I was like, what?
And yeah, they didn't do a good job describing
it.
They should have just said Agnes Dean.
Right. They should have just said Agnes Dean. Like that would have been so much easier. You know?
So much clearer.
Uh-huh.
Daisy has a tantrum and starts crying because she's like, I don't even want them to cut an inch of it. I've been working on it for so long.
Daisy, when they find out how long it's going to be, Daisy acts like cutting her hair into a long bob.
Literally collarbone length.
Like collarbone length. Like my weave right now is longer than her hair. But like, that's not short, babes. That's not short. That's mid-length. That's a long bob. It's a long.
Yeah, exactly.
And Cheyenne, super popular.
She cries outside. For some reason, they always bring Cheyenne in when the girls are crying. She's the only one that can, like, wrangle them.
Maybe the Steinmark twins lack the emotional resonance.
Well, yeah. They're just like Jen. They're robots.
I mean, literally. The same people who made Jen in a factory. They literally said,
They made the Steinmark.
I think it's Stenmark.
Whatever. I don't even care. So Daisy's like has a tantrum outside, and Cheyenne goes, "You're literally crying for no reason," and gets up and walks away. And I was like, "Thank you." She was like, "You aren't even getting like a drastic change. What are you like? Truly, why are you crying?"
Like Cheyenne is like, "This is not the end of the world. This is far from the end of the world." Also, do you want to hear some very horrible news I just learned? The Stenmark twins are not only Aries or Pisces, two Pisces men, but they were born on March 16th, 1992. They are just now turning 30.
They're my age. They're a little older than me.
So between this and the Cheyenne business, I'm confused.
Crazy. Everyone is so young on the show.
They were like,
They look like they're 30 now. I mean, they look like they're 30 on the show.
Yeah. So they must have been like 24 when they were. They were closer to 8. That's why they get along with the girl. Like, they're younger than Victoria.
I can't tell if your audio is like crackling crispy just for me or if there's something on your end. It's so crackling crispy. Snap, crackle, pop.
I can't hear myself.
Yeah, I don't know if it's my AirPods or if it's you. Anyway, I'm acknowledging it.
Yeah. No, but like, I realize at this point that Victoria and I are the same age.
Yeah, because she's 25 here.
Yeah, and so that means that they are younger than Victoria. How do you be mentoring somebody who's younger than, who older than you?
True.
Anyway, Jessie has
an emotional connection to her. This was kind of a reach.
I get it, but I'm also like...
An emotional connection to her hair because her dad died and told her that he liked it when her hair was long.
Yeah, so she hasn't cut her hair in 10 years.
But it's not like she's not going to have long hair. She's just getting bangs.
She's getting bangs.
It's like, you still have long hair. You just have a part of it shorter. The part that rests on your forehead is going to be a little shorter. That's what bangs are.
And she hasn't cut her hair in 10 years.
That's crazy.
Because she's 21. She lost her dad when she was 11. So
she's cut her hair. Her hair is not long enough that she hasn't cut it in 10 years.
Maybe it grows
she's
like
she's trimmed it at least.
I hope so. But like.
I hope so.
Girl, you're just getting bangs. You're just getting bangs.
You're just getting bangs.
Not the bang.
So she's like, I have to get up. I have to vomit. And like goes into the bathroom and breaks down. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, they start on Cassidy's hair and she's sobbing. And Cheyenne holds her hand. Cassidy's the only one where they're like, you're allowed to cry. Like, just don't have a bad attitude, but you're allowed to cry. Everyone else.
Why do you think Cassidy was crying? Because I have so many theories on it.
I think she, like, it seemed like an uncontrollable thing. The sobs were just escaping her as soon as they started cutting.
I think it was a combination of her thinking she's not, like, edgy enough to pull off this look. The change itself. And the fact that she has zero control over the matter, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably a combination.
And so, like I said, she's the only one they say over and over again, you're justified to cry, and she's justifiably crying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Daisy, fuck off.
Yeah, Daisy's truly just getting a trim, and everyone is so annoyed with her. Belinda's like, I'm her only friend in the house, and even I'm annoyed with her.
Like, I'm tired of hearing her speak. Because she does seem like she's also, like, anxiety manifests in, like, talking too much.
She's also, Belinda's also, like, I don't want to be friends with, like, the most hated girl in the house. You can tell she's like, I wish that my friend would stop acting so annoying, otherwise I'm going to have to drop her.
Yikes. Yikes.
But meanwhile, she is going, she's not Ringa. It's just, like, Burgundy Auburn. It's still
it's
so dark.
It's not a Ringa. It's cherry red. It's cherry cola. It's
and
not.
I love it.
I love it. Oh, this is a yay for me, because we're doing our final yays and yays for Australia. Or yays and yays.
Yay.
It's a yay. I love it. She's like twirling.
It's a yay.
She loves it so much. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then...
speaking of justified emotions, Jesse, it's just bangs, but it looks amazing.
She looks great. She looks great. Jordan's looks the same. It's like dirty blonde now.
This is in that like that this is like Carol Radziwill like
ashy
blonde.
Yeah, it's like an ash blonde.
Like, it's like a ash blonde ombre. It's fine. It's a
it's
not a yay or a nay.
It's
a, you know.
It's a whatever.
Yeah.
Victoria
I
looks
love
the same. Linnea looks
I
the
love
same. Elena looks the same. Sabine looks the same. Christy looks the same.
All of them look the same, literally. Like, except for, like, Elena and Victoria just got haircuts. That's literally just what happened.
They got a style. They got a blowout. Literally, they got a blowout. And that's
they
it.
Went to dry. They could have just gone to dry bar.
They should have just gone to dry bar.
This is
nicer than dry bar, but, like,
yeah.
Thank God the show was footing the bill.
Yeah.
Daisy's hair is adorable. It's collarbone length.
So
it's great.
The color.
The color's great. The texture is gorgeous. And she immediately is like, I look like a mom. I look like a soccer mom. You're like, no, you don't.
It is what you make of it, babe. It is what you make of it. Because that's like, to me, that's a really chic and cool hairstyle. Like, and maybe she's not
very in right now
to pull it off, you know, like that color too, that deep
she only
ombre.
Knows like surfer waves. She only knows like the beach babe.
I mean, as Sabine does too, which is like basically what they said. They were like, you need to be less of a beach babe. She's like, I worked really hard to do that. I don't think Sabine is that bright.
I think she's a little, maybe she was homeschooled.
Lighty.
Cassidy looks in the mirror and immediately cries, and Jen's like, yep, get it out.
Yep.
I was like, you look like Agnes Dean.
I have a list of celebrities. I literally said, Kate McKinnon.
Yes.
Hannah Waddingham.
Oh, yeah.
Cara Delevingne for a bit there.
Yeah.
Yep. Who else did I say? Oh, my God. There's somebody else who I thought of, and I was like, duh. I mean, Agnes Dane, obviously. And where is it? Kissy. Oh, Tilda.
Oh, definitely Tilda.
So.
Speaking of.
Yeah, but she can't look at herself in the mirror. But this is Miley Cyrus, Katy Perry.
Yeah.
Like,
no, this is definitely a look.
This is a look. It's a look. It's a very distinct look.
She's more chill about it than Daisy. She's like, I know that this is what I need to do. I just need time to get used to it.
Because
I haven't looked in the mirror once during this whole process, and I've probably been at the salon all day.
Literally. And you know what? That's a good perspective to have on it. Like, let it grow on you like mold, babes. You know? And her perspective on it and judging is my favorite. Well, we'll get there.
The next day, we go to... this like 50s diner, which is really like a drive-in.
Did this
hotel.
Where they shoot Grease?
Huh?
It looks like the drive-in from Grease, like the diner,
yeah.
The diner from Grease.
It's, yeah, it's like a cute little drive-in movie theater, and there's a 50s mm-hmm. diner, and inside are these huge bikers with face tattoos.
One of them has, like, a zebra face tattoo, like a zebra print.
Yeah. I thought it was, like, tribal. Either way, did not like it.
I was not comfortable looking at it. No. No. Yeah, so there's the punks, the hipsters, and the bikers, right? Are the four groups?
Mm-hmm.
Or is there or three groups? And they're there to shoot with them. Yay. And it's all about learning how to embrace your new image and standing out. And Max Doyle is the photographer.
Mm-hmm. And before the shoot, Daisy's still crying. And she cries to the twins, and she's like, my hair. And they're like, what about it?
Yeah, they're like, I don't get it.
What's the problem?
Like, I don't really see that much of a difference. Like, I think one of them was like, I don't see that much of a difference, to be honest.
Yeah. Like,
when the Stenmark twins are done with you, you're done.
You're done. Victoria looks so hot in her hair and makeup. That's all. I just had to make a note, like, talking about how hot she looks.
I hated the styling of this shoot with every fiber of my being. Hated it.
What about the next episode styling?
Oh, with the
assless chaps.
I liked the assless chaps. I hated the
we'll
bun.
Get there.
I hated the
we'll
bun.
There. The buns with the fake bangs. Hang on, I'm gonna do that. So then, I didn't mind the styling for some of them. I didn't love the cornrows part.
I hated the cornrows.
Putting cornrows on my girl.
I was like, what's the point of this? Truly, what is the point? What's the point? Yeah, but stop it. Taylor just put her hair in a bun and put some fake, like, pulled it forward to have some bangs.
I did the same hair that they
like
do in next episode. I look like Courtney Cox in Scream 2.
Yeah, in Scream 1. In Scream, yeah. You look like if they put her through that baby filter.
So I look young. Thank you.
You think I look like a baby?
So I look like a baby. Thank you. I look scary. Anyway, we get into the shoot. Jessie's up first, and she looks so good with her new bangs. With her actual bangs, not her fake bun bangs. She looks so good. And she's posing with the bikers. And just kills.
She eats it up. She sits on that bike and just, like, it's over. It's over.
It's done. Ben is with the punks, and she struggles because, like, the sun's in her eyes the whole time, and nobody teaches her the trick of just closing her eyes and then the photographer telling her when to open. Nobody.
Because she keeps putting her hand over her eyes, which is not helping.
Oh, wait. I think my AirPods died. I can't hear you anymore.
That's why it was crispy crunchy, probably.
That is probably why it was crispy crunchy.
Because they were dying. Like, snoozing.
Okay, so sorry about that. It started a new recording. Great. Anyway, yeah, Jordan struggles. The sun's in her eyes. Daisy.
But I also keep telling her to put her hand over her eyes with her eyes open, but it's like that actually reflects more of the sun from the ground up into your eyes. She needs to close her eyes.
Yeah, and it creates a shadow. And the photographer's like, there's now a shadow in your face that doesn't work. Then we get Belinda. So at this point, we learn that the hipsters are more like rockabillies, right? I was like, this is like 50s chic Americana.
Yeah. Yeah. This is not it.
So Belinda's a rockabilly, and she looks so good, and that's why it's devastating that she does not do great.
She looks so good, and it's upsetting.
I know, because she has that perfect, like, 50s face.
Or I watch you play with these bangs. It's going to keep me up at night.
She has that perfect, like, pin-up girl face, and then with the red hair and, like, her pale skin, it looks so beautiful, but she just, like, does not have the confidence. And what's her name has to keep correcting her, Cheyenne, and it just, like, you can tell every time she corrects her, it just, like, ruins her confidence.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's not good.
It's not
good.
Then we get Victoria. We just get a kind of a montage of everyone.
Yeah. Literally, yeah. Like, I don't even know. Did we talk about Daisy?
Yep, we did.
Oh, yeah, we did. Sorry. I just didn't scroll down to my notes. I was like, where are we? Yeah, Victoria is ready for the shoot. This is when I hate this styling. Elena, good for her.
Kills it.
And meanwhile, they are just torturing Cassidy, like forcing Cassidy to watch every single one of these girls' shoots. They are literally like almost doing it at gunpoint. She's got to watch every other girl go because she's the last of the day. Just to really rub it in, you know.
And then she gets up there. She's a punk. Yes.
She's a punk. And like the photographer says something to her that I literally think it was the only thing she needed to hear in that moment, you know? When he said, like, oh, like, that's your new haircut? I can't imagine you with any other kind of hair. Like,
oh, he said that? I thought he said, she said, yeah, I've never had it like this. It's been long my whole life. And then I thought he said, oh, I can't imagine that happening. Like, I can't imagine getting, like, such a drastic. That's what I thought he was saying. Oh, he no, couldn't
I think,
imagine.
I think he literally said, like, I can't imagine you with any other hairstyle. Interesting. Which is, like it's,
the
like,
ultimate compliment.
The ultimate compliment. And the, then she just fall, like, she just leans over turns and I stand. There we go. Cassidy, sleeper hit. I never saw
her. Oh, yeah. I'm obsessed with her now. I'm so obsessed with her.
We always say the haircut really helps, but, like truly, she is a...
They just, like, helped her so much. Mm-hmm. See, they do care.
And, you know, like, her, Cassidy and Linnea, to me, are two who I'm like, watch them. Keep your eye on them.
Linnea is so good.
Linnea is underratedly good. Like, wow.
So then we go to judging.
Yeah. And we find out, crush my heart, step on it, that Megan can't be there. And I want to
Megan's
die.
Gone for this week.
Ugh.
Which is heartbreaking, which is why they let her girl... Anyway, we'll get there. And stepping in for Megan is the GM of Priscilla's model management.
Dole Wright.
Who we Dole.
All get for. But also, where is Priscilla?
Yeah, where is Priscilla?
Where's Priscilla?
Maybe she's on sabbatical.
Maybe Priscilla is like, just like the name of the brand now, you know?
Yeah.
Priscilla Leighton Clark.
Yeah, maybe she stepped down.
Maybe we'll see her in the final. God, I can't pronounce anything today. I'm the final.
So we go into judging. Daisy's up first, and she's like, ugh, I feel like I had my head shaved. Just, like, was so afraid of the fear of the unknown.
Fuck up.
And, like, kind of gives this long speech about, like, just how she was, like, afraid and, like... But she, like, did it anyways. And then at the end, Doll's like, as a modeling agent, I'm bored and uninspired by the speech you just gave. You should have said thank you and then kept your mouth shut.
You should have said thank you and kept your mouth shut. Like, it is brutal.
I love that. I'm bored and uninspired by the speech you gave. And Daisy thinks she did something with that. She thought she really did something.
Daisy, like, thought that she was saying all the right things. Mm-hmm. I'm bored and uninspired by that spiel. Hillary, that's like when Kelly Catrone said, okay, defend mediocrity.
Yeah.
Like, I'm adding that to my replica.
Yeah, she's like the Australian Kelly Catrone.
You know what I took on? Okay, defend mediocrity. Like, I say that to people all the time, and people get so mad at me, but I'm like, okay, be mid.
Ugh.
Yes.
So, we see Daisy's shot, and it's fine. Her body looks good. She just has, like, a shit ton of tension in her mouth, per usual.
It's fine. Yeah. And I also love that after Daisy does all, or Doll does that whole spiel, Alex Perry's like, you thought I was mean.
Yeah. He's like, I'm a Disney princess compared to this. Doll. So Doll gives Daisy a 6.5, Jen gives her a 7.5, and Alex weirdly gives her an 8. Right?
Yeah.
He gave her an
I
8.
Think Alex really thinks Daisy has a lot of potential.
He really likes her, yeah. So yes. She gets a total of 22.
I just sent you a screenshot, Hillary, just to let you know. But Yeah, gets her 22 out of 30, which is a fine score, a mid score.
Interesting.
Interesting, right, Hillary?
Are you gonna do that? And then right after, I'm around. Wait, hang on. Let me check my schedule.
Yeah, double check.
Okay, we'll talk.
We'll talk later. But I was like,
anyway.
Hillary and I just got so excited, listeners, for and then we can record from there.
Yeah.
That could be fun.
So. Jessie's up next, and she explains that she cried because her dad liked her hair, and they're like still annoyed, but less annoyed than they were at Daisy. They're like, okay, I guess that makes sense, but
right, they're like, and like, Zal's just like, I'm happy you did it because you look gorgeous. Like, yeah,
she's like,
Zal is one of the women who like is harsh, but when she compliments, her compliments are good.
Yeah, because she's just honest.
Yeah, and she's honest, but like, she's one of those people, like, I always say, the reason why I have such respect for, like, a really good reality TV judge is you can tell me why you don't like something or why you do like something. You don't just say, I like it. You say, like, I like this because. And Zal is always like, I like those bangs because they frame your face. Mm-hmm. Like, that's, like, she could just, I like your bangs, but it's like, no, this is why. And that, to me, is, that's why she's so successful.
I mean, she's a modeling agent.
I mean, she has to know what works and what works and what doesn't work on someone's face. It's her job. Anyway, so her photo, stunning.
Gorgeous.
Stunning.
Edgy gorgeous. As fuck.
Gorgeous. Jen gives it a 9. Dole gives it an 8.5. And Alex gives it an 8.
Gets total?
25.5 mm-hmm. out of 30. Which
and the scores are especially low this week because no challenge.
Yeah.
Which I had to remind myself.
That's a really low score.
I know.
And then I was like, oh, wait, okay, never mind.
Just out of 30, yeah.
So 25.5, it's actually a great score out of 30.
Next up's Christy. She gets a 25.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Also, at this point in the montage is when I realized makeovers really help this show, this franchise especially, because all the white girls look the same until they get makeovers.
And yeah, we really need it.
Like,
we really need long, dirty blonde hair.
It's when I get invested because I finally can differentiate them.
Thank God.
Like, I know who's who. Like, cause I was like, why is it so hard in this show especially to know who's who?
I finally know who everyone is. I think it took, it truly took makeovers. Elena gets a 24.5. Victoria gets a 21.5.
Yikes!
Sabine gets also a 21.5.
Yeah.
Linnea, that photo.
Okay, Linnea in person.
Beyond.
Daughter, like someone's daughter.
Yeah, so, farmer's daughter.
Like a youth. In that photo, a woman.
So hot.
So
gorgeous.
I never saw it coming. I never, ever, ever saw it coming.
Yeah, out of it's her. Amazing.
Brief, especially. I thought this was Sabine's brief, honestly. You okay? Got something in your arm?
Just deodorant. Oh, deodorant no. Crumbles. then we get Jordan, who explains that the sun was in her eyes, and so she's worried about the shoot.
Yeah. Exactly.
And Megan Gale's not there to defend her girl.
Megan Gale's not there to piss on Jordan's leg. That's true! I don't think Jordan
because they bonded. I don't think she would have gone home without.
I don't think she would have gone home there. Had been here, yeah. And that shot is bad. It's a bad shot. She's hunched over. There's no fashion to be shown. Her face is fine.
She just looks out of place. Like there's no story.
She doesn't fit in at all. So Jen gives it a 6. Alex gives it a 7. And Dahl is like, I just don't think you're a chameleon. So gives her a 6 too. A 19 out of 30, which is like, I was like, oh, RIP Jordan. Like, somebody's got to fuck up bad.
Yeah, exactly. So
and also, but then Jordan also is like, I think you guys are being too generous with that score. And I was like,
oh, she said that?
Yeah, and that's when Alex Perry was like, I think you're being too hard on yourself. And when Alex Perry is telling you you're being too hard on yourself, and Dahl is also complimenting her. Like Jordan, yeah. Jordan has, her self-confidence is in the gutter.
Well, we knew that.
We knew, we've been.
Because she called herself big. But the fact and she's like a size two.
I think that's being generous is like, oh, like dagger to my heart. Yes. Cassidy comes in, and this is when Cassidy, again, ascended to top placement in my brain. Because Alex is like, you had a big drastic makeover. Things are different. You deserve to have a tear or two.
You're the only one who is like, allowed to cry. Alex,
like, layers at Daisy is like, you're the only person who's allowed to cry, Cassidy. Daisy. Mm-hmm. And she says, I don't like it, but I like what it does for me.
What it's gonna do for me. Yeah.
And I was like, that
such
is
a mature the takeaway.
Best response. I was like,
because it's true. It's going to take her places.
And I think that like, honestly, even if she had a shitty photo, I truly would have given her an 8 just from that perspective alone. I've been like, honestly, the photo sucks, but the fact that you have such optimism about what, like, about something drastic that happened to you, I can't fault that. No. Mm-hmm. But then she.
Yeah, okay. Jen gives her a 9, Dahl gives her an 8, and Alex gives her an 8.5.
I really point out that haircut is what makes the photo.
Mm-hmm. For a total of 25.5, which means that Jordan and Belinda are in the bottom two.
Even though Belinda's feeling so confident because she loves her hair.
She does, but she had a hard time on set. She was not comfortable.
America too. One girl had got red hair and was feeling overconfident and judging. Wasn't it cycle 9? Cycle 10. Cycle 10. I believe. She was one of the early out girls.
No memory.
The girl who, like, Nigel was like, stop being so arrogant and judging fully.
Ooh. Nicole. No,
like,
never
mind. You look pretty. And they were like, she's like, I know, right?
Like, I don't remember that. But she had a hard time on set. She was super uncomfortable. And she cries. And then we see the photo, which is also not good. And Dahl's like, you had a really bad hit rate. You have no expression on your face. So Jen gives her a 6. Dahl gives her a 6.5. And she needs a 7 from Alex to be safe. And she gets a 7. So bye, what Jordan.
A shocking fall from grace for Jordan, in my opinion. A shocking fall from grace. Top 2 weeks ago. And then all got the campaign.
Oh, yeah, she did get the campaign.
Campaign?
She got the campaign. Okay.
Yeah, and Jen is upset.
Yeah, Jen loved Jordan. She, like, gets up from her desk and hugs her.
Like, Jordan, Jen can't even say it. She can't even say, like, Jordan, you're going home at first. She's like, yeah. And Dahl is like, you are absolutely gorgeous. Don't even. And, like, the way Jordan handled this was masterful. Like, this was a way, like, if you go out in a reality TV, like, way, this is the A+, because she's so mature about it. She's just like, thank you guys so much, I really appreciate it, like, I'm not done, like, I'm still here.
And Jen's like, use this platform.
I love it, like, amazing. Are we doing episode 5? Let's do it.
Yes. Daisy doesn't want to be in the middle of the pack anymore. She's like, I'm gonna bring it this week. And meanwhile, Belinda's like, I don't want to be in the bottom two anymore. So I'm going to bring it this week.
Right. And this week is all about being iconic. It's featuring iconic fashion, iconic places, iconic people. And Jen is introducing the woman who created an entire new generation of supermodels.
The baby doll, like, model.
The baby doll model. The woman who got me interested in modeling in the first place, Miss Gemma Ward, is there. Congratulations. Yes.
The stranger's star, Gemma Ward.
Very much that.
Linnea fangirls out, as she should.
Yeah.
And we learned the girls are going to be doing a challenge where they have to perform a screen test. And they're going to pick a little black dress, and they have to say what it means to them, and they have 1 hour to style themselves and write a script.
Yeah. That's a lot to do.
It's a lot.
And it's not really fair, in my opinion. You know?
Well, they also gave them, like, they gave them gigantic notebooks and permanent markers to write their scripts with. And I was like, oh, are they supposed to be making cue cards? But then,
that's
obviously
what I
not.
Thought,
but it's not, them. Because they have to memorize right. them. And I was like, why did you give them permanent markers to write a script? They can't even read the words they've put down.
The giant boards. Like, mm-hmm.
That was so strange.
Give them a normal size word, like.
A notebook and a pen. What are you doing?
Come on.
And so the girls have, like, all these giant boards because the words take up, you know, they're writing with permanent markers. So they have giant print. Anyway, Linnea doesn't know what to do. So Gemma kind of helps her. She just, like, sits next to her and nothing she says, Linnea doesn't absorb anything. She's just, like, starstruck.
Yes, Linnea is, like a deer in headlights, just fully watching, like, doesn't know what to do, can't function.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And then, what's next?
Daisy's...
Oh.
No, Jess is up first.
Jessie's up first, yes.
And she, like, gives a spiel about how the LBD is iconic, Coco Chanel, but she thinks of Audrey Hepburn.
Yeah.
Except she says that part, like, 15 times because she cannot remember the rest of her script.
Yeah.
Audrey Hepburn.
Audrey Hepburn. Also, Jessie says, I'm nervous because I don't like showing my personality on camera. Good thing you're on a reality show, babes!
Girl. She's also towering out of frame. Did nobody give this girl a mark?
She kept walking so far up into the frame where I was like, girly.
What are you doing? So robotic and horrible.
Yeah.
Christy forgot her entire script.
Looking like a MySpace photo. Christy forgets her script. Everyone forgets their script.
Elena and Cassidy do really well.
Yes, that's true. They really, and, but, like, Sabine doesn't look at the camera.
Sabine does her spiel to Jen and Gemma. She, like, does not realize she's supposed to talk into the camera. So her whole time she's, like, looking to the side, like, three-quarter profile.
Like I said.
She's not bright. You're right. You're right.
Like, I don't think she's the brightest bulb. I think she might be a little not all there. You know?
Victoria does well. Linnea.
Said, when they come with a color darker than black, I will wear it.
Yeah.
I immediately said, when did Anish Kapoor come up with like, patent ultra
blacker
black?
Than black.
Ultra
yeah.
black. Ultra black.
And then Linnea has psyched herself so much out, like, at this point that she forgets her entire script. Unsurprisingly.
Like, unsurprisingly. And she's so nervous and just terrified. Forgets half of her lines. Yeah. Meanwhile,
Belinda has an outfit reveal. She, like, puts on a white trench and then, like, takes it off and reveals her LBD. She looks great.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Well deserving of her score, in my opinion. And Daisy, I expected to be
blow it.
They gave us the blow it narrative, like the edit and everything. But she did it in one take.
Yeah, she's supernatural.
Mm-hmm. Fun.
Great script.
Yeah. And then
wonderful.
At this moment, I realized Gemma has said like 6 things.
Yeah.
Like, she barely spoke in this entire episode. Her guest appearance was kind of wasted on her.
I know.
In my poem.
I was very sad that she was not on the judging panel.
Right. Same.
Even as like. No, don't even let her score, but let her give feedback at least.
Something like that. You know what I mean? That would be so nice. It's just like a voice and the advice person. But anyway, they give off the scores. Daisy wins the challenge.
Yeah, perfect 10.
A well-deserved win, I think. It doesn't help her at all in judging, unfortunately for her. You get a 10 and you still get like mid ranking, babes.
Yeah, not great.
Yeah, but Belinda and Sabine get a 9. Sabine got a 9.
Crazy. Yeah, I did not understand that at all. They like, I think it was because she was selling it to them, so they liked it. But it's like, that's not what the challenge was. It was a screen test. Like, so she didn't do well.
She didn't do what you asked her to do. So, okay, anyway. Elena, or yeah, they get a 9.5. Elena gets a 9. We didn't even see Elena. Or she gets an 8. I think Elena got an 8. Cassidy, no, she got an 8 because her score later is a 38. Cassidy and Victoria get a 7.5. Christy, Jesse, and Linnea all get 7s. And Linnea is justifiably upset to have been in the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And again, because this week is all about being an iconic model, they're going to an iconic location. They're about to go see the devil. Because he lives where?
Tasmania. And it's going to be cold because it's wintertime.
Where is Tasmania? Is it South Australia?
I don't know.
I'm going to look it up.
Please.
But like, how do
they like
Tasmanian devil as a character also?
Huh?
How do people from Tasmania feel about the Tasmanian devil?
I don't know. These are great questions. Thank what kind you. Of animal is a Tasmanian devil?
I don't know. It's a cartoon character.
No, but, like, he is an animal.
I know. Hold on. So, Tasmanian devil, animal. Oh, it's a real animal.
Yeah.
Tasmanian devils are real.
Yeah.
It is the most unusual mammal only found on the island state of Tasmania.
Oh, a so marsupial. It's an island.
It's a marsupial. Looks like a giant, like a rat. Not a rat, but looks like a, it just looks like a marsupial. Like
I'm looking it up.
Yeah, Tasmania is an island state of Australia, so it's located 240 kilometers to the south of the Australian mainland. So yes, super, super south Australia, like between New Zealand and Australia.
Level. It does look like a rat.
Yeah. But like it, you know, it just looks like a marsupial.
Cool.
Anyway, so it's going to be fucking cold, but they arrive in Tasmania, and guess what? It's fucking cold. It's negative 2 degrees. And what's negative 2 degrees Celsius is 28.4 degrees Fahrenheit.
Yeah, because 30 is freezing. We know this. So they go to a hotel, and we get our first Gen Male, like, in a very long time of the season, probably, yeah.
Of the season, for sure, but, like, I don't even think we had any last season. So, anyway, welcome to Tasmania, models. This is one of the rugged and most beautiful landscapes Australia has to offer. Wherever you look, the scenery comes to life. Your challenge will be to ensure that this iconic location doesn't outdo you. Take tonight to relax and warm up because you're in for a wild and wintry time tomorrow. So then, yeah, we head directly into the photo shoot.
Mm-hmm.
The Steinmark twins are there. Bring Cheyenne back. I guess Cheyenne was like, I'm not going to
Cheyenne.
Australia.
No, Tasmania.
I'm not going to Tasmania.
She's still in Aussie.
She's in Australia. She's at home.
I didn't get the photographer's full name. I just got Adam.
Adam Flip.
And they're going to be shooting a summer collection in winter because that's what models do, babe.
Wasn't it Linnea saying, like, I hope it's not swimwear? And I was like, it's going to be swimwear, babes. It's
totally going to be swimwear.
It's like you set them up. Yeah, they see Victoria again, getting ready, looking fantastic in that bikini. That I want it with the top and the other top, the two tops situation. Loved it, hot. But yeah, but the theme is mountain warriors, and I love this brief. I hate the style, like the height,
the styling the beauty style. Is awful. But it's like, so confusing.
And the setting and the photography. Ooh. Amazing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So while the girls are getting ready, Belinda starts to come down with something. She's getting like reverse chills and heat stroke. And
I thought she was having hypothermia.
It sounded like it before she even went outside.
Like, yeah, but I was like, did she get wet at some point?
I don't know what it, I thought it was just like a panic attack at first.
Yeah, but then it
wasn't.
On, much more extreme.
I don't know what it was.
The weather didn't cause her illness, but the weather didn't help what she was
probably.
Yeah, because she has like six layers on and she's still freezing. So anyway, Jessie's up first, and they put her on this like giant rock covered in moss in this long green jacket and like a bikini underneath it. It's very cake.
I was so confused. I'm like, if we're doing summer styling, why are we wearing a neon bikini with a green trench coat? Like, what is going on? I was so confused by this.
Like, and it was like not, it was like army green too. It wasn't.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. And she's just not pushing herself hard enough. Like, it really sucks for her, because I don't think she understood the brief 100%. Mm-hmm. Like, she's just kind of, like, moving the jacket around. But they want, like, action shots. Like, this is an action photo shoot. It's not, like, standing there and posing.
Right, just, exactly. Not an act.
So, yeah, sucks for her. But, yeah, and then, but she's too busy focusing on how cold she is, also. And we learned the people who focused on how cold they were really struggled in this photo shoot. The people who didn't. Because meanwhile, Linnea is like, I got a 7 in the challenge. I have to run through this fucking icy
puddle. They make her run through the water.
In short rain boots, not even knee highs.
Yeah, so it gets in her bare feet.
And when she's first running and it's just so awkward. Like, she just doesn't know what to do. She's just kind of trudging through. She's wasting, I don't even know why they went off. Wasting a lot of time, wasting a lot of ability to focus. Eventually she just gets it. Like, eventually, like, she starts listening to what they're actually telling her to do, and she does it, and when she does it, it's beautiful. What a surprise.
Right, like, exactly. You listen to
what the photo shoot is telling you to do, and it looks beautiful. Oh, huh, fun.
Meanwhile, Belinda is just getting dizzier and dizzier. The medic comes on set and takes her... Her sitting heart rate is 120, she said.
And they said that, I literally yelled out loud. I was like,
Sitting heart rate is supposed to be between like 60 and 80. And it's 120.
She's ill. Like, that's scary. What I was like, oh no, this is not, this isn't a panic attack. This isn't hypothermia. This is something more severe.
So he tells her to lay down. Mm-hmm. And they're like, we're just going to keep an eye on it. Just like lay down and try to get the heart rate down.
Elena's up next for her photo shoot, and she has to go fly fishing.
Assless chaps.
This is the only time it worked, because she worked with the assless chaps, in my opinion. Like,
she is wearing like a white, like, what kind of sweater is that? Like, it looks like almost a like polo sweater, a bikini bottom, and then assless chaps.
It looks just like one of those like crop polos that Mandy Moore wore in The Princess Diaries.
For some reason, you know it works because she's a model, but absolutely not to this outfit.
Because she has that body. Like, yeah. But other than that, no, ma'am.
Never.
No. But she has to go fly fishing, and she's like, I don't know what fly fishing is, but somehow she just delivers.
She turns it up.
Delivers. Yeah. And I literally said, my notes say, thank God, finally. Because, again, she's the one with all that hype around her. And you and I have been like, why?
Yeah, prove it.
Prove it. And then she heard us.
And she did. She finally did.
Yeah. Daisy gets stuck carrying, like, a boat, like a canoe.
Yeah, Daisy has to drag a canoe through the water.
I would be so mad.
Cassidy has to like jump through the woods over logs, and she's doing like these matrix jumps.
Tarzan.
Yeah. She's
like
athletic.
Yeah, I was like, Cassidy, have you been okay? I'm into it.
Yeah. Victoria had to like scream. She had to channel her inner warrior and scream.
I think she asked to scream, actually.
Makes sense.
Don't even think she, I think she's like, can I scream? And then she does it, because I think they told Jessie to scream, and she went like, ah! And they were like, no, that's not
like, not good enough.
It's just too pretty, babes.
And then we get Sabine, who like keeps falling down in some swamp that she's shooting.
She like keeps tripping and falling. Oh my God. It's very funny.
Christy has to run through the forest, and she doesn't know what she's doing. She's like running down like on an incline.
Christy has never ran.
No.
Ever. No. This is what I look like when I run. Because yeah, I don't run.
It's not good.
And again, another thing, she doesn't really get the brief. Like, another, she just doesn't get it. You know?
No, she didn't.
But yeah. But, like, Belinda is convinced. She's like, I'm going to be able to do this. It's going to be great. Like, and they are like, no. Mm-hmm. Like, you, turns out, fun fact, no, you can't. You can't, babe.
She has, like, pain shooting down her legs. They're like, we're taking you to the hospital.
Yeah.
Some people think she has, like, appendicitis. Yeah. Like, I don't know what it is.
She was in so much pain, she nearly passed out. Like, and everyone's like, well, we're happy that she's going to the hospital. And they're, like, focusing on her health. But, like, she didn't do the shoot. What happens now? She didn't do the shoot.
Right. She has a score of 9 out of 40. What's going to happen? Dun-dun-dun. So we go to judging. Right. Megan Gale is back. Gemma Ward is not on the panel. It's just her
Gemma Ward
girls.
Is not on the panel.
And immediately they're like, Belinda, you didn't do the shoot. You were deemed unfit. But because health is the first priority here, you are exempt from elimination.
Tyra would be like,
Tyra would
home,
never. Or at
Tyra
least put them in the bottom two and, like, scare the shit out of them. She wouldn't, like, call her up and be like, hey, everything's okay, don't worry about it, girl.
She would be judged on her book. On the totality of her book. Of her work.
That's true.
You know?
Which she would go home for.
Isn't that what they did with Adrian? Right? In cycle one?
Oh,
somebody
I don't even
was sick, judged, and they judged on the. I think because I remember because she let herself out of the hospital early, and I don't think she did the photo shoot
because she wasn't supposed to go to judging. Yeah,
she wasn't supposed to go to judging, and
what photo shoot was that?
I don't even remember. I could not tell you. It wasn't Paris. Was it Paris?
No, it wasn't Paris. I think it was still in New York.
It was still in New York for sure because I remember. I remember where it was, and it was definitely midway point. But I think that's when.
Was it the astrological one? Wait, no, that's that cycle two. Four. What am I doing?
Yeah.
Adrian, what's her last name again?
Curry. I'm Googling it right now. Hold on. I have it right here. Food poisoning. Yes, it was when Ebony. So basically, what? Oh, Adrian did do the photo shoot. That was the snake photo shoot. Adrian did.
Oh.
That's when Ebony went home. Over.
She
Nicole.
Left early.
Yeah, she left the hotel early. There was definitely a season where they judged them on the new
circuit.
Guys, again, listeners, we have done over a...
Was it Danielle? No, because that was the elephant shoot.
Danielle, elephant shoot. Somebody got sick.
Who? I know you're right, because I remember it.
And I don't think it was a winner, though. I think it was somebody who, like, didn't win. That's why I forget.
Damn.
And let's move on. I'm late to dinner. And my dinner's right next door. They're gonna yell at me. So it's fine. So yes, but basically, yeah, Belinda's fine. She's safe. So Daisy's up first.
Mm-hmm.
And Daisy, that dress is so cute. First of all, she's so cute.
Yeah,
little,
love
like
that.
Off-the-shoulder dress that's like has like no shape, but it's like a little shift dress. It's really cute. Mm-hmm. And she's really worried about that. She was too concerned about the way her body looked and forgot about her face. I thought this photo was fine.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was good for Daisy.
Mm-hmm.
But I agree with Megan because Jen gives it an 8 and thinks it's beautiful. Alex is like, I like the way your mouth looks and gives it an 8.5, which I was like,
I know.
He really loves Daisy.
He likes Daisy.
He really likes her. And then Megan is like, I still think things face no work, but the shot is beautiful and gives it a 7. I agree with Megan.
Yeah, her face is not good in that photo. It's too tense.
And Alex is like, I think that's egregiously unfair.
Alex.
You get the final decision every single week. Shut up.
Yeah.
Like,
so total 33.5.
Yeah.
Next is Elena, and it's this incredible profile of her running through the water.
This
she looks so good.
So hot. It's sexy. It's adventurous. Mm-hmm. I know exactly who this person is. This is a warrior. The photo is a wow. Like, she looks wow.
Gorgeous. Wow. Straight out of an Anthropology ad.
Duncan. Truly.
So she gets perfect score. 10, 10, 10.
Yeah, perfect score. 10s across the board. Like, every judge is in shock. Like, they can't find anything, any faults with it. Same. And then we go through our cute little montage of judging. So Victoria is running. She's like on a leap. It's gorgeous. Gets a 32 out of 40, which I think is an unjustifiably low score for how beautiful I think it is. But I also think her challenge score didn't help. Sabine, Megan is like, I want more movement, and gives it a 30.5, which
I agree.
Yeah.
This is so cool. She defies gravity.
She's so fucking cool.
She's like, so she thought cool she with her she haircut cool now.
With her haircut. She, girl, you got it, babe.
She's so You're cool fucking... now. So cool. She gets a 34.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Linnea also. Like, she was like, I knew
Who
I
was
just
so worried about hers. She was like,
so worried about hers. She's staring that camera down.
Oh, she's got this fierce.
So cool. She just looks smize. Like she's that. Yeah. And she looks like she's just been caught, like National Geographic. Like, how dare you catch me while I'm working, you know? An 8.5 from Megan and Alex. And Jen is like, I think it's fantastic.
Yeah. As soon as she was like, I don't even know, I was like, she's going to give it a 10.
Yeah, I clearly did too. Yeah. And gives it a 10. And so Jen or Linnea gets a 34 and a 40. Because, of course, her challenge score really fucked her. But, you know. Jessie's shot is different.
It's weird ballerina. Like, she's only modeling the jacket because it's, like, spitting out around her. Which would be fine if she didn't have, like, an entire outfit on underneath.
Her leg is bad, mama.
Her legs are not pointed. They don't look good.
And it's movement, but it's not a warrior.
They're like, this is an interesting shot, but it's not the brief at all. So we have to judge you based on that.
On that, which they're right to, because they're right, you know, like, unfortunately. And yeah, so Jen gives it a 7. Alex thinks she looks just out of place, and she winds up with a 27 out of 40. So, bye. Bye.
Christy, not bye yet.
Oh, yeah.
Christy has a weird body shape.
They make the same sound for Christy that they do with Jesse. It's like almost, like, I thought they copy and pasted the ADR.
It's like the same thing. They're like, again, like, not a bad shot, but not on brief.
Mm-hmm.
And she's crying, and Jesse, like, gets up to comfort her, which I thought was very sweet.
And this is when I was like, okay, Jesse, if you're going out, at least you're going another way to go out. Because she's just like, I'm here with you. I'm standing right beside you. It even goes to the judges, like, I don't think that's a bad photo. I've never seen a bad photo of Christy. And Megan's like, it's not a bad photo.
Yeah.
It's just not on brief. And I was like, dang, you guys have so much fucking sanity and semblance when you just, like, ah!
Yeah, I appreciated that. I really appreciated that.
And so Jen just wants more intensity. She gives it a 7. Megan also gives it a 7, which means she's the 6.5 or more from Alex. Mm-hmm. And Alex is like, I have the same problem with both of these photos. Neither of them are on brief. But Christy, I give it a 7. And Jesse is A-okay with that.
Yeah. I would have probably done the opposite. I would have kept Jesse and sent Christy home because she, like, looks more like a model, no offense. And Christy's been consistently mediocre.
Yeah, very mid. Very mid, almost the entire competition.
But Jessie, it's fine. We love it.
Just call out last week when I'm talking about. So I agree. But anyway, I'm declining to use anyone else's labor on Where Are They Now. So let's call a cease on that for now.
Cool. Would you like to do our social media?
Would Hillary. Guys, if you want to follow us on Twitter and Instagram, you can go to our website, americasnexttopbestfriend.com. There you can find all of our social media links. You can also follow us on Patreon. We were supposed to do one episode today. That's not happening because I'm late for dinner. But it's fine. Patreon.com/nexttopbestfriend. We'll get to it this week. We are so far behind. We just have to do like an extra length, like an hour long bonus episode, honestly.
We will one day.
Soon. But if we're going to be together, plenty of content. Anyway, and then if you want to follow me on Twitter and Instagram, you can go. Oh, sorry, one more thing. If you want to send us an email, nexttopbestfriend@gmail.com. We always like to hear from you. And then also, if you want to follow me on Twitter and Instagram, I'm at Loch Ness Manda, the scary Scottish monster. And you can follow my beautiful bestie Hillary on Twitter and Instagram at hilarious123. even though I forgive her for having an Oompa Loompa haircut right now. The bangs are gone. It's now Oompa Loompa full stop. Very much. With, like, even the short parts that are sticking out right there, babes. She's given full Oompa. Maybe even and a bit of Loompa, too. Yeah. She's torturing me with the bangs again. I shouldn't have said anything. This was a very emotional episode. Thank you guys for slogging with us. We really appreciate it. And it's been 5.5 years. Like, we're going to have some turmoil. We have. And we're alive. Hillary's tossing her hair back and forth. Whip the hair, babes. And so, yeah. Thank you guys so much. We'll see you guys next week.
Love you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.